Hello, and thanks for joining us. This is Our Daily Bread Radio. Your host is Les Lamborn.
We can never sacrifice too much for Him who sacrificed His all for us. The film, Saving Private Ryan, though disturbingly graphic, tells the gripping story of a World War II rescue squad sent to bring a soldier out of harm's way. One by one, the squad members are killed, sacrificed for the life of Private James Ryan. Finally, mortally wounded and near death, the squad leader calls young James close and simply says, "Earn this." Men had given their lives to save Private Ryan, and he needed to embrace the sense of indebtedness such sacrifice should engender. Ryan owed his life to those who had rescued him. Paul likewise felt indebted. Christ had sacrificed himself to pay for Paul's sins and to set him free from judgment and death. Paul's response? "I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise." Why was he indebted to them, you ask? Well, the Greeks and barbarians hadn't died for him, nor had the wise or the unwise, but Christ had. The sacrifice of the Son of God on his behalf was so overwhelming to Paul that he felt he owed it to everyone to make sure that they heard of God's redeeming love. His sense of indebtedness to Christ made him a debtor to all who needed the Savior. We can't earn God's gift of love, but we have an obligation to share it with others who need Him. In Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 14, Paul speaks of his indebtedness to Christ for his sacrifice of sin. And I'll read from Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by some means, now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise." Father, we ask that you would help us have a deeper sense of indebtedness to Christ, to tell the good news of his love and his sacrifice on our behalf. May we see others come to know Christ today. In Jesus' name, amen. And as you think about today's meditation, remember, we can never sacrifice too much for him who sacrificed his all for us. My name is Les Lamborn. To receive an introductory edition of Our Daily Bread, contact us via email at getodb@rbc.org. That's getodb@rbc.org or getodb@rbc.org. Our Daily Bread is furnished by RBC Ministries.